right, everybody. Welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our midweek minute for Wednesday, April 24th. So, Andy, I see you've got your coffee mixture over there.
Yes, indeed.
What should I have? Should I go with the Shandy?
I thought that was a Shandy.
Or should I go with the Bald Irishman Red Ale?
I'd go with the Red Ale to start with.
Yeah.
End with the sweet.
It says it all revolves around the beer. Center of the Universe Brewing Company.
That's what we Ashland. Beer drinkers tend to think, yes.
Ashland, Virginia.
Oh, so it's a local.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, let's see what the...
I've not heard of these fellows. Let me know how it is.
6.1% alcohol by volume.
No, that's respectable.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
Not over the top.
Yeah. But respectable. It's no 10.1% Imperial Russian Stout.
Dragon Stout.
Dragon's Milk.
All right, you want a taste?
Dragon's Blood Milk. No, thanks.
All right. Being good. All right.
You tell me how it is.
Pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. For a red ale. A bald Irishman.
It's bald Irishman.
Damn it.
They're great with their fabulous beards.
I wish I could have a fabulous beard.
That's because you're not bald. It's got to come out. True. All that hair's got to come out somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other choices are just not good.
If you get your choices,
there's
some that you want to take over others.
Yeah, like that guy in that... Harold and Kumar movie, The Bottomless Party.
I didn't.
Did you not see that one?
When was
I don't know if that one was with Guantanamo Bay or one, but they got into trouble and they had to go look for this rich friend that they knew in the area. And when they got to his house, his mansion, he was having a bottomless party. So he was walking around, no bottoms on.
A lot of bush.
And he had a shrubbery down there. So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, so this is our news and a purvooze.
That's right.
Where we talk about news we've been reading and purvooze that we've been watching.
There you go.
You got purvooze? I know you've got some.
It's odd. Yeah, I was watching some while Pat was having dinner. You know this movie Abigail?
Is that the vampire one?
Yeah, see, I had no idea. I saw it was a little girl in a ballerina outfit.
Yeah.
Had no thought about it and a name. It really didn't telescope what it might be.
Yeah.
And then I was...
watching it?
Well, I was listening to the radio and somebody said something about, you know, the box office this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned Abigail was the new movie out and someone on the radio was like, is that the one about Dracula's daughter? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, it's a vampire picture. Hadn't gotten that from the poster, so I checked out the trailer, and it's suitably bonkers, you know, monster in the house kind of thing.
Yeah, according to Box Office Mojo, it's not the number one last weekend, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
It beat out Godzilla Kong.
Godzilla Paws Kong.
Yes. And the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah, yeah.
And Spy Family Code. But it lost out to Civil War.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
Civil
War just...
Of all those movies you just mentioned, that's the one I have the least interest in going to see.
Yeah.
I do want to go see Ungentlemanly Warfare. Maybe we'll go hit that one this weekend, depending on what's coming out. You still haven't seen Ghostbusters yet, have you?
I have still not seen Ghostbusters.
You know, if you want to go during the week sometime, I'd be down to see it again.
Ghostbusters. Well, let's see. Well, it looks like we're going to have to see that soon. It's made $176 million worldwide.
It's done all right. But how much did it cost? It couldn't have cost $100 million to make. I mean...
Production budget.
Yeah.
I'm blaming you.
Yeah. I just can't see that. It's not a Disney picture. There's no way it cost $200 million to make.
Ghostbusters... What is it?
Frozen Empire.
Production budget, $100 million.
Yeah.
U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
Let's specify. Details matter.
Yeah.
So Mr. Reacher says.
Apparently it's not made money yet.
Really?
Well, if you got to double it, right?
Yeah.
Then,
true. Well, I guess we're going to have to go throw our hard-earned money down on it to get it a little closer to that.
So that we can get another
special number.
Yeah.
It's no Every Which Way But Loose. That's all I've got to say.
Did you go back and watch it?
No. Mm-hmm. I do love that movie, though. I'll go back. I've seen it a couple times. I'm sure I will go back and watch it again.
I cannot wait to talk with you about what are we watching.
What you have been watching. The things that you have been watching. Goodness. I have something to talk to you about. What have you been watching, too?
It will not be nearly as exciting as mine.
But I might be interested to go see Abigail. The summary said that these people kidnapped the daughter of a
mobster.
A criminal boss, right? Yeah. And so they have her in a jail, in a cage, in a basement, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you quickly find out that she's not just the daughter of any criminal boss man, and she just tears the door off off the cage, and then it's monster in the house shenanigans.
Yeah.
So and lots of grown people shrieking.
Little girl vampires.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know, and that's the kind of stuff I like. I enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Depending on the gore factor, I want to get too gory. That's why the terrorizer movies, is that what they're called? No interest.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Movies that I don't know, exult in the gore to the point that people are vomiting in the theaters.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's beyond the pale for me. Not interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you go and curl up in the fetal position in the bathroom.
That's right. Yeah. I pass right out. like the guy on that roller coaster, right? I don't want to spend good money on a movie and pass out and miss half of it. What's the fun
of course.
That?
Why would you?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. All right.
And
so
then I might soil myself while I was unconscious. I wasn't unconscious.
So I'm assuming you saw that.
I did. They had the new one with a different footage. A totally different vibe in the second trailer, man.
Did you catch the Rob Liefeld joke?
No, what is that? I might have caught it. I don't know what you're talking about, Rob Liefeld.
Well, he's the one who, he's the artist who can't draw feet, right?
Okay. No, that's comic book arcana that I don't recall.
Yeah. He's well known for being, like, overly crazy character, like, just overly muscles,
right?
But he couldn't draw feet, so he always had like mist around people's legs, or you know, or they came down to little pointy nubs.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something.
Mignola does that sometimes.
Yeah. So in the preview, they're going past it like a couple of stores,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is Liefeld's everything but feet store.
That's great. Yeah.
So, yes. So, what other
and you caught that, or was it explained?
Oh, no,
to you?
I caught that.
Yeah, you were like, I get that. That's a good. That's a joke.
I get that.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't get that at all.
No,
what kind of store is that doesn't
sell
feet?
Everything but feet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's almost everything.
Yeah, there's a scene in the trailer too where it looks for all the world like Doctor Doom, and my wife and I are both like, oh, Doctor Doom. But I was just watching something when you were having dinner that freeze framed it. And
okay.
It's just a lookalike. It's not Doctor Doom.
Yeah, of course.
So it's just kind of an Easter egg thing. But.
So Channing Tatum is in that movie, don't you think? He's going to be.
I imagine he's got to show up. Yeah, that would be cool, though.
Just to have do you think that they bring him in just to kill him off?
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
why wouldn't you?
Like they brought in Brad Pitt in the first movie?
Yeah, yeah.
As Invisible Guy or whatever his name was?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a running joke. I think Ryan Reynolds and Brad, they trade off in movies.
Yeah.
So they show up for. Well, yeah, Ryan Reynolds showed up in Brad Pitt's Money or Speed Train or Bullet Train.
Right.
Yeah. So Channing Tatum did too.
Channing Tatum was in Free Guy too.
Yep.
So there's lots of.
He's bound to show up.
I hope he comes out in the Gambit costume and says, shit so tight, bro.
Mm.
And
that would make the whole movie
whacked.
Worthwhile. No matter how shitty the movie is, that would make it worthwhile.
Well, it's definitely going to be a multiverse.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm going to overlook that.
I'm thinking that this might be the beginning of the end of the multiverses.
I sure hope so.
Because they're going to, they've got to start collapsing these things.
Yeah, but it can't be because the Fantastic Four are going to be in some weird made-up amalgamation of...
Yeah. Like, I didn't say this was the end. I just said I thought it was the
beginning of
the
end. Well, that leaves a lot of room for more of this stuff.
Yes, ends
so,
can
yeah.
take a long time.
I know. Oh. Beginning and end, is that doesn't tell you anything.
Yes. And, you know, if you're Sir Mix-a-Lot, you like big ends.
Well, and in a different conceptualization, as far as Pat's concerned, everything is the beginning of an end.
And everything's the end of the beginning,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. I'm glad you're catching on.
I'm picking up. I can smell what you're stepping in, Sensei.
Picking up what you're putting down. Mm. The movies are just dumb fun for me.
Yeah.
That movie is going to be ridiculous.
I can't wait.
And, you know, we get to see Hugh Jackman back as as Wolverine.
And Hugh Jackman.
Jackman, yeah. He didn't look quite as jacked as he does. I mean,
well, they didn't have
can't put himself.
They didn't have his shirt off as much, didn't they? They had him in the outfit for the most part. But yeah, he looks pretty jacked up.
He looks built, but I mean, like some of those Wolverine movies are just like ridiculous.
Yes.
He's just crazy.
In The Wolverine, that was the one with the Silver Samurai.
Yes.
At the end, he was completely, and that was the thing. He's getting older, so he's getting those big ropey veins.
Yeah,
that freaked me out. I'm like, ugh.
Your skin's too thin.
I can see your ropey vein. You got that in case you need to climb out of a high window. Lord. Not a fan.
So what other previews did you see?
Have you seen this Boy Kills World?
Of course, man. It's coming out soon.
I know.
I can't
that
wait.
That looks like a bonkers banana pants movie.
Yeah.
I kind of like the conceit where he can't hear or speak, but that internal monologue is constantly going on.
And he's got that, it's like the Bob's Burgers guy.
I've never watched a single episode of Bob's Burgers. I have no idea what that references to. There's a guy in Bob's Burger that kills everyone?
Yes. No, he's the voice that does the internal monologue.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay. The person doing the voice. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
No, it looks sufficiently crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have, this is all building to the Avengers, where him, Monkey Man, Nobody, John Wick,
all together. Exactly.
Yeah, get what's her name from Atomic Blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Get her in there.
Charlize Theron in there, yeah.
Yeah, then we can put in
Silent Night.
Yeah, we could put in Silent Night. We could put in Beekeeper.
The Punisher movie we deserved.
Yes. We could also put in.
No, you can't put the Beekeeper in there because if you put the Beekeeper in there, the rest of them become extraneous. There's no need for them. They're completely unnecessary once the Beekeeper's in there.
Well, isn't everybody unnecessary if any of these people are in the movie? Except maybe Silent Knight. Silent Knight is just he's just a regular dude.
Yeah, he did it.
But
no.
John Wick, why do you need anybody?
No, John Wick
John
got
Wick.
Kicked down the stairs like six times. That guy can't even climb a flight of stairs.
Well, he can climb them. He just has to do it multiple times.
Clumsy bastard.
He hasn't. He just can't stop.
And
himself.
Nobody got his just gets beat down.
Like Man?
Yeah, Monkey Man gets beat up. No.
Still
if
comes
you get
out looking beautiful.
Yeah, with perfect nose,
chiseled jaw. Man.
He's a handsome
people,
man.
People cut themselves when they hit him.
That's right. When that jaw, he couldn't hang himself because his jaw would cut the rope. That's a joke from one of the stand-up comics. I totally stole that.
So, what else? What else have you seen? I saw a couple of other purvus.
I saw Atlas purview. This is a bit more footage.
Yeah.
As someone with Jennifer Lopez.
Get to see the
you remember
the AI partnership.
Yeah, remember we talked about seeing the first preview and going, I have no idea what this is about. There appear to be mechs in it, giant robot kind of thing. Not giant robots, but big robots. And
you got Simu Liu.
Yeah, it's okay for nothing. Simu Liu.
That sounds like the guy from those Liberty Mutual commercials.
Yeah.
Simu Liu.
I know. He sounded exactly like it.
I shouldn't be this drunk already.
The ennui. It's like me pronouncing ennui.
Yes.
But I think generally whenever you're in doubt about the pronunciation of various things, pronounce every letter.
Sure.
I find that America is one of those countries where we don't do that, but almost every other country does do that. They generally pronounce every letter. Especially if you're in Hawaii, man. Pronounce every single letter. Every one of them.
Mia Jovovich.
Yeah. Well, you can pronounce... Sometimes they pronounce them wrong, but that's their business, right?
Well, those French. They have a new, a different word for
everything. It's like they have a different word for everything. Oof means
so,
egg.
are we excited by Atlas?
No, not terribly, but I might watch it.
It's a Netflix movie, so it's going to probably be...
Yeah.
It's going to probably be a movie.
I almost feel like there's an element of propaganda in it. Like, don't hate AI. We're gonna have this villain who's supposed to be like,
well,
where the villain is an AI that that fulfills that sort of stereotypical sci-fi trope of being...
To save the planet, we've got to kill all the humans.
Well, being Skynet, right.
Yeah.
And, but then there's this one who's your friend, he's your buddy, he's going to save you, you can't get along without him. So don't hate AI.
I'm sensing a third act breakup.
You know where...
If it's a
Jennifer Lopez movie, it's almost bound to be a third act breakup. Mm. You don't like my father! You know?
Yeah, I'll probably watch it, but I may not enjoy watching it. I'll hate watching it.
I'll watch it with anger etched across my face throughout.
I'll watch it...
Why are they making me do this?
Yes. I'll watch it ironically.
I have Psych to watch. I can't be watching this. I got two more seasons.
No. I have much more than two more seasons. I take a step back from Psych.
There's so much Psych. Oh, okay. That's why you're excited to talk about what
I got so much other stuff. Man, it's so good. All right, so did you see Blink twice?
I did.
Did you watch
I
the
did.
Burn
I said, did they make Saltburn again?
Yeah, this looks creepy.
Yeah, it looks a little weird.
Yeah, it's almost like there's something that's got to be, like, drug-induced, or... it can't be supernatural, right?
I don't know. Mm. The trailer kind of unfolds into, like, you know, something very strange is going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it like... What was that TV show you watched where... It was a movie. It was with Black Widow 2. What's her name? Florence Pugh?
Right.
And Harry Styles, and it turned out that they were
Woman in the Box, or
something like that. It sounds like it might be something like that. Like they've all been kind of, you know, invited to this party, and there's some kind of experiment going on where they only think they're at this party.
Yeah,
you know. So we will see. It's a Zoe Kravitz directorial debut, though. I've seen that in one of the news articles.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't worry, darling. That's it.
Yeah.
I like Woman in the Box. That's a better title. She like Schrodinger's cat. We're not sure if she's hot or crazy until the box opens.
You can assume both.
There's that ratio. Who knows? Yeah. You know.
Listen, of all these movies that we've talked about so far, Wolverine and Deadpool is top of the list for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Boy Kills the World.
Boy Kills the World
is right there.
Is right there. Yeah, that might be 1A.
Yeah.
Then we go notch down, notch down, notch down. Atlas.
Right, right.
Notch down, notch down, notch down.
Blink twice. Right, right.
Yeah. But did you also see there was another purview?
Was there?
Yeah, the Transformers 1.
Oh, my wife showed that to me earlier. She saw it on TikTok or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It looked pretty funny. I'm going with Badass. We're just going to call you B.
Yeah.
Badassatron is what he said. I'm going to call myself Badassatron.
Well, this is what we need, right? We need a
computer-generated Transformer movie.
Yeah, that's absolutely like the intro for all of this.
Why not?
It's got Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, and Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
Unless you pronounce that Johansson.
I think I will from now on.
Look at this. This has got a great
cast. I think it's Scarlett. Johansson.
Scarlett.
I think it's Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson.
As long as she calls me, it's all right. Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Lawrence Fishburne, and Steve Buscemi.
Stellar cast.
Stellar cast.
Yeah.
For what's probably going to be a horrible movie.
Well, you're not going to see it because it's animated.
Yeah, you know.
And there's probably going to be parts to read where they're doing, like, machine
Cybertronic.
Talk. Cybertronic. Yeah. And you're going to be like, I'm not reading that.
Yeah, we're going to
find out. Based on general principle.
We're going to find out that the actual sounds that they make when they transform mean things. Like, ow, fuck, what the fuck?
Oh, that was my ankle. My spleen.
Do cars have spleens?
I don't think that's supposed to have been that way.
It's definitely not supposed to have been that way.
I think you're right.
People have knee injuries.
And it's all going to be like subtitled under the screen.
Yeah. It's like the young, I don't get it. Like before he was Megatron, before he was what, like
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it was so dumb.
Yeah.
I might hate watching.
So
that.
Blink twice and then space down, space down, space down, space down.
Yeah, yeah.
Transformers one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe only a couple of spaces.
Kevin, yeah, we're a little on the fence about Blink twice in a general sense anyway.
Yeah, so. Because it could end up being like a glass onion.
I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing. What are you saying here?
You take that the way you want to take that.
Mm.
Any other purvus that you saw?
No, not really. No.
What else did I see? I think I saw something else. Maybe. No.
I found all that stuff, but at first I was like, there's not really much here. But it was clear that it was a new Deadpool
movie. Oh, I saw the other Watchers movie. Purvus.
I did see that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
M. Night Shyamalan? You a fan? Like, what's the...
With caveats, sure. With reservations. Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of his movies I see, and I think they're very clever, but they could have been better. Like, I'm like, you know.
Yes.
What is the one? Unbreakable?
Sure.
Like, I thought, I liked the pacing. I thought it was a cool premise. I thought water... Your weakness was ridiculous.
Well, it's not ridiculous, but it's just everybody's weakness.
That's what I mean. Is that yeah. later on in the next one, Split or what? Not Split, but whatever the one was where they were all three in it.
Glass,
right? It became a thing. Like if he gets wet, he becomes like weak as a kitten. And I was like, this is dumb. I mean,
I can't take a shower.
Well,
that dude stinks to high.
Yeah,
heaven.
Exactly. And Unbreakable, yeah.
You fight him by just spitting at him.
The obvious explanation is even if you're unbreakable and invulnerable, you still got to breathe, man. Yeah. I mean, so why are you going to like talk about like water is kryptonite to you? That's just, I was just like, this is so dumb.
You're making me sweat.
And I felt like Glass's premise, like I'm going to just cause these terrible things to happen until somebody walks away.
Yeah.
And then I'll know that there is my counterpoint. Well, you're going to do them all in the same town? Like, maybe he lives somewhere else.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, maybe trains come through.
That's right. Maybe he's Australian. I mean, you're killing all these people in this town. How are you so sure he's right here?
He didn't say it was a good plan.
It's a terrible plan. I think I need one more bit of information for you to start, like, killing people in your own town, and just because you think then you'll find it.
It's an alternative universe where that's the only town.
Mm.
How about that?
I'm glad you've explained it to me. Now it all makes sense, and I'm not as irritated by it.
Everything happens in Glasstown.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Purvu de la Sethimana for me would have to be the Wolverine.
Yeah,
and,
Deadpool versus Wolverine.
And I'm guessing... Deadpool Wolverine.
Exactly. I knew that was the title.
I'm guessing that Boy Kills World is yours.
No, I'll give you Deadpool versus Deadpool X Wolverine. Sure.
Don't say X. Did you see
they're, that? They're Dashmen.
Yes, Dishmen. So, there's a bunch of news. From that.
From Deadpool?
From the Deadpool
Deadpool
show.
X Wolverine?
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Now I'm not going to be able to stop myself. It's going to be Deadpool X Wolverine all the way down.
Yeah, but they're all like, Deadpool and Wolverine rumored to feature an appearance by spoiler as spoiler.
Well, I was just watching a thing on your computer while you were having dinner that was, like, suggesting that the X-Men that will show up in this are the ones from X-Men 97.
Okay.
That's why they have Wolverine in the yellow, in the classic yellow outfit, like in X-Men 97. And they even mentioned that in Doctor Strange Mom, Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yeah. have we met his mom?
Yeah, yeah. Charles Xavier showed up in the yellow hover chair.
Mm.
Like in
and they
X-Men
had
97.
The music.
Yeah.
The musical cue.
Yeah, so. They're thinking they might be pulling it, rather than from the Sony movies, from the X-Men 97.
But didn't he say that, like, it didn't save your world? Like, something like that. Wouldn't that go against the idea that these are the X-Men from that
97?
Universe?
I don't know.
Mm.
Unless Did they do a story arc in X-Men 97 where they did the old man Wolverine coming back to save the day? Days of Future Past and all that? I never watched that show.
Well, in the comic books, that wasn't Wolverine that was going back and forth in time. In the movie it was, but it wasn't in the comics.
That's right, you're right. He got burned up by a Sentinel right before they sent back whoever.
Yeah.
So.
It was somebody jackassery, like, you know.
That's right.
Like, I don't know. Splinter or somebody, I don't know.
Somebody nobody gives three craps about.
We can buy Monkey Man. It's now available.
Oh, man. I might have to buy me some Monkey Man.
Digital HD. Yeah.
I'm glad they're going back to physical media without all this streaming stuff that was such a terrible idea that they're losing their rear ends on.
Yeah.
See how I'm avoiding cursing at these ridiculous Monkey Men?
Yes. Man. I want to get... So when Halloween comes around, are we going to see any Monkey Men?
I don't think we will, unless we do it ourselves. Let's see if we can go online and find the Monkey Man mask.
I think I would have to eat
TM.
I'd have to eat nothing but like candy bar wrappers between now and then.
To get into Monkey Man shape.
Monkey Man shape.
No, he wore a wife beater in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was all wiry and stuff.
Well, you don't have to do that. We don't want you to throw your back out. It's ridiculous.
By the way, I went to the doctor today,
and
one of the women in the office,
uh-huh.
I was walking, like, after they take my blood, I'm walking down to get my upcoming visit,
mm-hmm.
and she says, I thought Superman was walking down the hallway. I said, well, that's nice, I guess. I don't know. She said, all those curls. Too bad you don't look like Spider-Man, because my son likes Spider-Man. Like, how did this conversation start?
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 has returned to the theaters. Did you see that?
She must like the Superman after the death of Superman. Remember when he came back with the long hair? That's it.
So glorious. With the mullet. Yeah. Mulleted Superman.
Yeah, mullet Superman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little late for it, but, you know.
I'm wondering if the Spider-Man 2 is playing at their
Oh, Cinema that's right. They re-released it in
Cinemas
the theaters. Cinemas
Cafe.
Cinemas Cafe?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in seeing Spider-Man 2 in the theater.
Why not?
I'm just tired.
Tired of superhero stuff?
Yeah.
Tired
of imperfect superhero stuff.
Well, then why would you be worried about Spider-Man 2?
Tired of stuff that's not so bad that it's still fun.
Tired of stuff that's not so bad that it's still fun.
There are superhero movies that were just bad, but I'd still go see them. But I feel like Spider-Man.
Give me an example.
I feel like Spider-Man 2 hits that thing where it was good, but it was imperfect, and so I go to see it, and it just makes me frustrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to Boy Kills World.
Yes.
Which is opening this week.
Oof. Is it really? Oh, I know what we're doing this weekend for.
What is opening? What else? There's got to be other stuff opening.
No doubt.
I'm on Kim's River.
Man, I'm going to have to sneak out to see the Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Challengers? That's the
Zendaya. Not interested.
Zendaya.
No, thank you.
Tennis?
The weird sex obsession thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unsung Hero?
Unsung Hero.
Yeah, I don't know what
I
that
do
is.
Like my heroes when they're not singing, in all honesty.
Let's see what Unsung Heroes. When David Smallbones' successful music company collab, blah, blah, nope.
Well, I'd go see it just for that name, Smallbones.
Abigail?
It tells a story. I thought that already opened.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying these are the movies that are...
Yeah, yeah. No, I could be talked into going to see Abigail, but I don't think my eldest is going to be interested in Abigail. He's not a horror movie guy.
Apparently, it's not showing at Kemp's River this weekend.
I'm not sure. Yeah, not surprising.
Let's see Edinburgh. Boy Kills World is at Edinburgh.
Oh, Boy Kills World is not at Kemp's River?
It's not at Kemp's River.
Man, they are missing out.
Yeah. But the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is... Would your son want to go see Boy Kills World?
Yeah, he likes violent ass shoot 'em ups. He just doesn't like horror stuff.
All right.
He doesn't like jump
scares. So tarot is straight out.
Tarot is right out. What is that again?
That's the one where they find the tarot cards. And they, like, all die based on whatever tarot card they pulled.
That would be the obvious story.
Yeah.
If I were to write it, I might be a bit more creative than that. But
Unsung Hero is from the studio behind Jesus Revolution, and I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It's not to be confused with Imagine, the Beatles.
All right, so I'm going to go and see. I'm going to just look. If I buy tickets for, let's say, Saturday, we'll pick a 1 o'clock showing. I want you to see, just guess, how many tickets do you think have been sold?
For what?
For Unsung Hero.
I don't even know what it's about, so I'm going to go 2.
There are 0 tickets in this.
Well, it's still only Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, so, I mean, people get
people haven't even decided that the weekend's actually happening.
I know, yet. They're not even ready for it yet.
Hump day!
You're bringing back bad memories.
Yes.
Oh. You know who that advertisement is from, right?
Yes. Yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine trailer appears to include an obscure variant of a classic Punisher's villain.
I saw that, the Russian.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's true. It's just a dude in a striped shirt. Well, but who knows?
Well.
We will see. Well, I mean, why would they pull that out of nowhere? Unless maybe the Punisher TV series is going to feature the Russian as the
villain. Also, it could just be like a big dude in a striped shirt.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I saw the picture and I was like, I don't know, man. Yeah. The Russian didn't have a beard. He had an Ivan Danko. Yeah. What is the guy from Rocky?
Drago.
He had an Ivan Drago haircut kind of thing. Like the spiky blonde.
This guy looks like the Machine. You know what I mean?
He does.
He kind of looks like the Machine.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer. Bit more of a heavier beard than Bert's, but yeah, he's got the same body type. That's for sure.
Yes.
Although I'm confused because his shirt is on.
that's weird.
That's throwing me in the Bert Kreischer comparison. Yes.
Marvel's first teased Avenger 5 death is great news for the MCU's X-Men reboot. What do you think that's about?
Read that again?
Marvel's first teased Avengers 5 death is great news for the MCU's X-Men reboot.
Teased Avengers 5 so death. They're canceling.
That somebody in Avengers 5 will die.
Okay.
And that's great news for the X-Men reboot.
Well, number one, who are they teasing is going to die?
Well, let's see. I haven't read this one.
Are they even making an Avengers 5?
Well, yes, of course they will. Deadpool seemingly dies in Thor's arms in the distant future. Says Deadpool and Wolverine will include an Avengers cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just realized you're wearing a sock on your arm.
Yes.
What's that all about?
I tried to kill myself earlier. No, I've got poison ivy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, see, you were even talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
So there was poison ivy.
Yes, and I wore a long sleeve shirt after it, too.
You still got it. Wow, you were really allergic to that stuff.
I just have to look at it.
Yeah, and your eyes start to bubble up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does explain why I'm okay with most of the movies that we watch. And you're like, I don't understand how you could be that dumb. My brain has been melted.
By poison ivy.
Yes.
Got in through my eyes.
Here's a comic accurate X-Men costumes we want to see in Deadpool and Wolverine. What do you think?
Sure, Gambit.
Of course. If Gambit appears... We want the Ragin' Cajun in his classic purple.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that one of them?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
X-23's Wolverine costume needs to appear on screen.
Is X-23 the daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in the comics, she's like a clone.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Cyclops' blue and yellow costume should join Wolverine's suit in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, I could do that. If they're doing the X-Men 97, then you have to.
Right.
We'd love to see Storm's epic cape to take flight in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Magneto's purple and red costume needs to make an on-screen appearance.
Okay.
They do, but they do themes on that stuff. Like, you can't just put these costumes on screen and be like, yeah, look, they look ridiculous, right? Unless that's the point. Like,
right.
Oh my God, look at how ridiculous. You actually fight in that?
Well, that's what I thought was fun about the... I mean, obviously, Iron Man's costume.
Yeah.
That's not hard to put together on screen and make it realistic, yeah.
Spider-Man's classic.
Right. Thor from another planet, so whatever he wears is fine.
Yeah.
I thought Captain America's was the most... creative the way they got that out there.
Because it was like a military kind of outfit. Like,
well, it was because he was part of the, you know, selling bonds. Yeah. It was part of the show from back in the 1940s or whatever, right? So it fit, and so he just kind of stuck with that because it was well known to be what he wore. Right. I thought that was very creative how they, because that is one of the most inherently ridiculous costumes that was ever
big
created
star
for comic
on his
books.
Chest
and, yeah, the wings on the helmet. I mean, what? You know, it does. I was just crazy. The A on the head.
Yeah,
you know?
It's almost as bad as like a speedster wearing a hat that doesn't have a strap on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like
they even explained away the A on his helmet because the dancers had USA and he just happened to grab the one with the A on it. I was like, that is so. Whoever wrote that, they deserve a raise.
Kevin Feige.
Yeah. No. Nope.
Rogue's classic Marvel comic yellow and green suit would make a splash.
That was funny in the trailer. No. Feige said cocaine is the one thing that we can't do. They're coming up with all those stupid names. They know them all. They have a list. Yeah.
Phoenix's Firebird emblem should rise on screen?
I don't know. I think to do that, you almost have to bring in that storyline.
Yeah.
So, and that's a little too complicated, man. Yeah. So
I mean, you don't start with that.
No.
Unless you're the MCU. Then that's what you start with.
You start right away with that.
Yeah.
You make it a throwaway.
We may not get another shot.
Yeah, you make a throwaway. It's just the stinger at the beginning.
Let's put Old Man Wolverine and that and, you know.
Exactly. And let's get some Sentinels in there.
Yeah. Mystique's comic accurate white dress is long overdue. Do you think? But then how would you get a hot model naked and blue? Like, of course.
I know.
It's just ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. Let's see, what else?
Fanboys being fanboys, no.
You don't have any news.
I had no news.
All right.
I kind of like when I come over here and you just read the news from your 100 tabs.
Yeah, all right.
Can't believe your computer doesn't crash.
The most unpopular Cartoon Network shows of all time?
Oh, see, I was kind of interested in seeing that.
You want to see this?
Yeah.
You want this?
Yep.
All right, let's see.
I think it's that, what was that one with the ship? Crackers or something like that? I can't remember.
I don't know. I think this is counting down.
Okay.
And they're, of course, doing one of those things that's like, it's legitimately math because we're looking at the IMDb ratings and, you know, all this stuff. So, according to rating scores in IMDb and Real Good, Scaredy Squirrel betrayed its source material. Scaredy Squirrel.
I never even heard of Scaredy Squirrel.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Scaredy Squirrel depicts a germophobic squirrel who feared everything. Bees, germs, aliens, and even the unknown.
It seems like a really great premise.
Yeah.
But does it, though?
Incredible Crew. See, this is the problem, because we'll not have heard of any of these.
Yeah, just roll through them quick, and I'll say yay or nay if I've heard of these things.
Leveled Up.
I've heard of that one, yeah.
All right. Teen Titans Go is popular with young kids, but long-time fans can't stand it. I dug Teen Titans Go.
It was okay.
It was fun.
But, a lot of us started with they had that original Teen Titans TV show that was serious, right?
Yeah.
And then they went Teen Titans Go, and we were like, oh, they've destroyed our memories of our Teen Titans. But
so they actually started with the lowest rated.
But I wouldn't put that as the lowest. Like, I wouldn't even put that on that list. That was one of Cartoon Network's more popular shows, Teen Titans.
That's not what the math says,
though. I think the math has some questionable aspects to it.
Johnny Test? Seems like a Johnny
Test. Yeah, Johnny
Test.
Johnny Test was dumb, yep.
Chop Socky Chooks?
I didn't even know that one, yeah.
Chop Socky Chooks is about three chickens with martial arts skill.
Oh.
Who fight against the villains Dr. Wasabi in their world. Oh, Lord. The show did not last long, airing for one season with 26 episodes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we didn't hear of it.
Out of Jimmy's Head.
Don't know that one.
Dude, What Would Happen?
Nope, don't know that one.
That scored 2.2 out of 10 on IMDb. Uncle Grandpa's.
Yeah, Grandpa. I vaguely remember Uncle Grandpa's. Yeah.
Almost Naked Animals.
Nope, don't know that one.
Almost Naked Animals had a strange premise and a weak story. It's a bunch of animals wearing pajamas, like undershirts.
Yeah.
Secret Mountain Fort?
Mm-mm.
Secret Mountain Fort Awesome. I think that's the name.
Got it.
Secret Mountain Fort Awesome. The Problem Solvers, with a Z at the end. And The High Fructose Adventures of Annoying Orange.
That I remember.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, annoyed viewers.
Jeez. Yeah. Lord.
That had an IMDb score of 1.9 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah.
A real good score of 61 out of 100. That doesn't make any sense.
Do you remember that at all?
I do not.
That was the one where they superimposed a real person's mouth and eyes on an orange. Yeah.
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 Yeah, and it was annoying.
Here's one. Best movie trilogies of all time? Best. You want to get movie trilogies?
Sure.
Of all time.
Sure. Well, it's going to be Lord of the Rings. It's the big winner.
Number 15. So these are 15 of them.
Oh, wow.
Counting up to the best of all time. All
right, right.
Number 15 is the Naked Gun trilogy.
Those were good. I'm a big fan. Yeah. Yep.
Only slightly... Nice
beaver.
Only slightly better than the Naked Gun trilogy, the Matrix trilogy.
I would think that would be higher, but I'm waiting to see what else is on there.
Number 13, the Dollars trilogy.
The Dollars trilogy.
Yeah, what this is a man with that no name, a fistful of dollars, a few.
Oh yeah. Classic. Classic. Yep.
Yeah.
Although, in all honesty, not really a trilogy.
I'm going in for a shandy.
Yeah, go get that shandy. I don't know that the Dollars trilogy.
You can't stop me.
I mean, they were all Sergio Leone movies, but the fact that the guy just didn't have a name doesn't mean he was the same guy in every movie.
I don't think you know how movies work.
Well, you could have a point there. Never been in the business myself. Yeah.
Such a good shandy. Number 12, the Jason Bourne trilogy.
Mm. I love those.
Not a trilogy. It has so many more than
three. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Evil Dead trilogy?
Once again, not really a trilogy. The second one was really just a remake of the first one.
Yeah.
Which he did in college. And so... And then Ash vs. Evil Dead was just kind of a capper. So
here's
what the
description says. Eh. Some might call foul here, not because the three Evil Dead movies directed by Sam Raimi are bad. No one who loves cinema can complain about Raimi's wildly inventive approach to low-budget horror. Rather, they may insist that the three main movies aren't really a trilogy because Evil Dead 2 kind of remakes Evil Dead.
Yeah, as I had said.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit me right on the head with that one.
Number 10 on this list, the Mad Max trilogy.
Mm. Actually, yes.
That culminates in Mad Max Fury Road? What are we talking about?
No, it's Mad Max, The Road Warrior, and then Thunderdome.
Okay.
Yep.
The Dark Knight trilogy?
Okay. The last one was crap. I wouldn't put it that high on the list just because of how terrible the last one was.
See,
I was kind of thinking that about the Matrix trilogies because I was like, the Matrix trilogies were better, but... It was a great first film, and then they tried to make it into more.
Yeah.
And it didn't necessarily pan out.
See, that was
out.
One great film with a couple of blah films.
Yeah.
The same with the Dark Knight trilogy had one great film, one pretty
really
good, film,
good film,
and one that was just blah.
It was like, what is going on here? Yeah, yeah.
So mathematically, it's higher
on
our list.
I see. I'm glad you brought the math in.
Yeah.
I might have questioned it if not for the math.
Now, here's where I call shenanigans on this list. Because the number 8 on here is the Back to the Future trilogy.
Okay.
I'm deciding whether there are 7 trilogies that are better than the Back to the Future trilogy.
I see what you're saying.
So I'm going to see.
Well, once again, I think this...
Has one perfect movie.
Right. And two...
And a Western. So, the math works out,
well,
I guess.
Well, they did pretty good with the trilogies, but once again, they're not really up to the first one. They were tacked on.
It's hard to be up to that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
All right. Number 7, The Three Colors trilogy.
The Three Colors trilogy.
Yeah.
Are they going to have that trilogy, the Simon Pegg thing?
Probably. The Cornetto trilogy is probably on here.
Yeah, Cornetto. What is the Colors trilogy? It sounds familiar.
Three movies by Polish director Krzysztof Kieslowski has claimed the one artsy-fartsy slot on this list. Before and Apu fans are in shambles when they realize that Polish director Krzysztof Kieslowski has claimed the one artsy-fartsy slot on this list.
Mm-hmm.
While both of those esteemed trilogies have their merits, Three Colors wins out not just because it is top-level filmmaking, but because of their position in film history. The Indie Movie Boom in the Night, blah, blah, blah. What are the three movies?
Okay, this guy is a...
Krzysztof Pizowski crafts a trio of movies named after one of the three colors on the French flag. Titso schmoopsie,
bro.
Oh, okay.
Each entry has its own tone with an ineffable sorrow of three colors, colon, blue, the hapless comedy of three colors, colon, white, and the passion of three colors, colon, red.
I question this guy. He seems
artsy fartsy. Had to have an artsy fartsy.
He seems
slot.
A little. Yeah, put it at number 15, man.
Right. Number 6, the Indiana Jones trilogy. Come on.
Yeah.
So we have 5 trilogies that are better than the Indiana Jones trilogy.
Well, you were saying that about the Back to the Future, and they kind of
they shit the bed with the artsy fartsy bullshit.
I'll give you that. That's for sure. But they came up with Indiana Jones, which. You know that probably would edge out Back to the Future.
Number 5, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy.
No, way down the list. No.
Not better than
Indiana Jones. Not better than Back to the Future. I can't remember the rest of them.
Oh, the artsy fartsy one.
Yeah.
It's definitely not better than the artsy fartsy. Maybe it is. Who's actually seen those movies?
No one I know.
Number 4 on this list, the Toy Story trilogy. I'll give it that. You know, the Toy Story.
That's a very
those had consistent quality throughout.
True, but I still don't think they're better than Indiana Jones trilogy. They're a very niche sort of thing, right?
Well, so is Indiana Jones. He's an archaeologist, for God's sake.
Bite your tongue, sir. That had universal appeal.
Yeah. Number 3, the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, see, I was expecting that to be one.
So there's two more that are better than the Lords of the Rings.
Star Wars would be one of them.
And I'm sure that they're going to do some bullshit like The Godfather.
No, you know what the...
That's some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about The Godfather. Oh, thanks. You know what the number 1 is, though. So. Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick, of course. It's the one movie trilogy.
It's only 2 movies, but they were so good, they stand in as a trilogy, so of course they're number 1.
The Star Wars trilogy is number 2, uh-huh. And the Godfather trilogy is number 1.
Yeah.
Yes. That's some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. That list isn't bad. There's a couple I would quibble with, but for the most part, not bad at all.
Tom Cruise is remaking a wild Clint Eastwood action thriller.
I know. It looked like The Gauntlet from the picture.
Well, let's see.
With the bus that got all the gauntlet, blown to shit. Yep.
Can't wait.
I don't know, man.
I don't think I ever saw The Gauntlet.
It's one of his... What's one of Clint Eastwood's classic films? Not one of the best known. I don't know why you would want to remake it.
Because you can't come up with anything new.
So, the premise is he's got to get a witness that's in witness protection to the precinct.
The court on time.
To the precinct. And the gangsters and most of the police force who are bought and paid for don't want him to show up. So they haven't been able to stop him. So they make they're all along the street running to the district. So what he does is armors a bus so that they can drive down the street to get him to the thing. It's inherently ridiculous.
What's his name? I got to come up with this. I'm never going to be able to find this. Lord. This guy has way too many TV.
Credits and stuff? Yeah. Oh, you're acting.
I'm thinking of the Bruce Willis. He had a movie that was like that, didn't he? Like, it was like 52 blocks or something like that?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But that's... He had 52 blocks. I think this guy had like one street to get down. That's why it was The Gauntlet.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I know. I remember that. I don't know that I ever watched that movie, but I remember reading the premise of it. So.
6 Fox X-Men characters we hope cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine. Do you want to see that?
6 Fox X-Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be the last one then, and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. Lady Deathstrike? Do we want to see Lady Deathstrike?
Sure, why not? I like her bandana that she covers her hair with. Her do-rag.
Did you?
A fantastic do-rag. Best in the business, if you ask me.
Yeah. Angel from the X-Men the last
maybe, game? Maybe.
Yeah.
Winged people are so...
So far, these
passe.
Are too serious.
Yeah.
They're too serious. Like, you gotta have goofy characters.
Yeah. Caliban.
Psylocke.
You want Caliban.
Yeah. I could see Olivia Munn showing back up as Psylocke.
I don't know.
Darwin. They have to bring Darwin back. Seriously.
I'd never even heard of Darwin.
Just for the joke itself, where, like, Deadpool's like, what do you mean you're the first one who's dead? Isn't that kind of not your thing? Like,
you're supposed to survive stuff, man. Yeah. What a shit power.
Banshee?
Yeah, Banshee was always kind of cool.
Oh, Madrox the Multiple Man.
That's just such an effed up power, man. I just don't see how that works, man. Not Abomination. What's his name? Charles Xavier's brother with the funky Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Juggernaut. Bring that guy back. I'm Juggernaut.
Bring a good Juggernaut back, like mammoth, Vinnie Jones? Huge. Yeah. Vinnie Jones. Exactly. Why not? Danny DeVito.
Honorable mention: The Human Torch. From Fantastic Four 2005, Chris Evans. You bring Chris Evans back as the Human Torch?
Why not?
Why not?
He'd do it.
Like, they would do that, but
Danny
it would be
DeVito
like,
is Old Man Puck.
They could bring back Chris Evans as Human Torch, but it would have to be like them looking through a portal and being like, that looks screwed up. That looks like it would never work. What are they doing? Yeah. No. All right, well, a bunch of listicles, none of which really riled us up, right?
Nope.
Sorry.
We were in complete agreement with every one of them. Like, that's a great idea. Yeah,
perfect. If I were going to choose an artsy-fartsy trio, that's what I would pick.
Top Gun Maverick is the number one trilogy? Absolutely.
All right, well, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Doink.
And I have been Da Doink. X Doink.
You guys are weird.